what happens to the soul of one who commits suicide? An Ask Father session with Father Albert Callio. For an objectively grave matter to be mortal sin requires both sufficient reflection and full consent of the will. Suicide is objectively sinful, and it certainly classifies as grave matter. It violates the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill, and it violates natural law. The first law of nature is self-preservation, that is, preserving oneself from harm or destruction. Yet the final judgment regarding a person's knowledge and volition, which govern his subjective culpability, as well as the possibility of a perfect act of contrition at the moment of death, are matters not under men's purview. Rather, we commend them to the providence, mercy, and justice of Almighty God.
Welcome to another episode of Ask Father, brought to you by the Fatima Center. I'm Father Albert, a traditional Dominican priest, and this is the question that's posed today. A question from Brian Cody. What happens to the souls of people who commit suicide? Well, obviously we cannot never say what happens to the soul of someone who dies. That's a mystery between God and the soul. We can obviously first recall the teaching of the Church about suicide, that it's murder, because it's the taking of a human life. The fact that someone takes his own life doesn't change that. God is the one who gives life. He gave it to us. We didn't give it to ourselves, so we can't take it away ourselves. God is the author of life. It belongs to Him. So we don't have the right to take it away. So that's why it's a mortal sin to commit suicide. But the subjective guilt of someone who commits suicide, well, only God knows. Often these people are in such a state of mind that they don't know really what they're doing, or at least they're not responsible for what they're doing. So only God can judge their subjective guilt. The Church has traditionally punished suicide by forbidding there to be a public funeral mass for someone who commits suicide. Not to punish the person himself, because it's too late for that. It's not the person himself who's going to be punished. It's simply for the common good to make clear to everyone the gravity of the sin involved in suicide. And it's an important thing to do that, because in a lot of cultures, suicide is considered to be something quite normal. They say, for example, in Japan, that people do it all the time. It's just something that people do. And it's not considered to be necessarily something wrong. The Church wants to make us recognize the fact that it's a grievous sin in itself. So, for that reason, she punishes this sin by refusing to have a funeral celebrated publicly for someone who's committed suicide. But that doesn't mean necessarily that the Church is saying that the person is not going to be accepted by God. If they didn't really know what they were doing or repented for what they had done, because sometimes, depending on the manner in which suicide is committed, quite possible that someone, after having done something that would lead to their death, repents of it. There's a famous example of the Curia of Ars telling this woman whose husband had jumped off a bridge and she was despairing for his salvation. And he told her that, no, he had performed an act of contrition before he died, and so that he had been saved. So we can really never say what happens to these souls, people who commit suicide. To answer the question, we don't know. So I invite you to send your questions to the Fatima Center. Please also consider making a donation to help us make the full message of Fatima better known. God bless you.
This question and answer has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. To send Father a question, or to support this vital apostolate with a donation, please visit our website at fatima.org or call us at 1-800-263-8160. It is our prayer that by the holy intercession of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, this answer may help you to know, love, and serve God better. And we exhort you to join our First Saturday Challenge, 100,000 First Saturdays by the 100th anniversary of Our Lady's Request. Learn more, sign up, and update your progress at fatima.org/100x100. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.